Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lygos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and I'm here in our sparkly new offices this morning, where we just installed an awesome new refrigerator. How cool is that?
That's very great.
Cool. Now, I have cold water. We're a couple of editors short, so we can spread out, guys. Woohoo! Joe Haley, our managed editor, is slacking off majorly this week. He's hanging out somewhere in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Michelle Bell is on the phone. She's out covering the Sax Show in Long Beach. Somehow we managed to persuade her to wake up early and give us a call. Good morning, Michelle. Have you had your coffee yet?
Really? I just want to die.
Well, that ought to wake you up.
I just want a quick death. I'm so hungover.
How long ago did you actually go to sleep?
Wait till the show's over.
Yeah, like how 4 long? Hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's reasonable. 4 hours sleep. We do have two other very well-caffeinated editors on the show this morning. The lovely Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, who unfortunately is about $400 poorer this morning, and we're going to commiserate with her about that.
Yes.
How
yes.
you doing, Kath?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Sorry about the $400.
That's okay.
And of course, we have everyone's favorite promogram editor, Andy Cohn, who drove in all the way from his home office in Tuckahoe, New York, just to be with us this morning. Andy, why don't you just move down here, for goodness sakes?
Yeah, that's not going to happen, but you know, I am a little fired up from crazy traffic that I had this morning, so it's funny you mentioned that.
How about those gas prices?
It was ridiculous. Forget the gas prices. It's the traffic that bothers me.
Well, as always, our phone lines are wide open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. We have a ginormous show for you here this
ginormous.
Morning.
Ginormous.
It's ginormous.
Okay, seriously, never say that word again.
ginormous. Kathy, tell us what's on tap.
On tap for today, Melinda, Starbucks, Bennigan's, and other retail chains are closing some locations. Is that affecting the industry sales? Also, a report on the Sax Show from the lovely Michelle Bell, who obviously feels like dying. Plus, what's with all these bizarre airline charges? And find out where Melinda could get a cool t-shirt for her little dog, Ruckus.
Aw. Oh, Ruckus would like a t-shirt. Well, all that and way more just as soon as we hear from our sponsor, Geiger. And when we return, we'll find out whose favorite restaurant chain is closing and how a slump in retail sales is hurting some distributors.
The more you sell, the more money you make. Tired of fighting administrative duties that slow you down? Well, look no further for a new formula for success. You plus Geiger equals profit. Geiger lets you get back to the fundamentals of successful selling because we get the basics of good business. In fact, Geiger's brand consultants earn 25% more than the industry average. The sum of all these benefits is a big cha-ching. Geiger gets it, and so can you. Visit www.geigergetsit.com to put this profitable equation to work for you.
Welcome back to the ASI Tuesday Morning Show, where Andy Cohn is already on his third cup of coffee. Andy, all that caffeine should help you give us the industry news in 60 seconds or less. Go!
Woo! The United States Congress last week passed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008. The bill creates new strict standards for the manufacture of toys and other products intended for children aged 12 and under. In fact, the new law will effectively ban the use of lead in children's products. The bill also requires manufacturers to use independent testing labs to ensure the safety of all of their products. The measure will now go to President Bush, and the White House says the president is expected to sign the bill into law as soon as this week. QuickPoint, Inc., an industry supplier, announced that it has filed a patent, trademark, and copyright infringement lawsuit against fellow supplier Prime Concepts. QuickPoint alleges that Prime Concepts' business card letter opener product and the instructions along with the product violate its own patents and registered trademarks. Distributors are increasingly dealing with pinched local government budgets, as states and cities are expecting a shortfall this year from tax revenues because of lost jobs and decreasing payrolls. They're cutting their marketing budgets as well. It's a trend to watch and plan for as the industry prepares for 2009. In Promogram later today, we'll also have a report from the Sax Show in lovely Long Beach, California, as well as a new episode of The Joe Show, where managing editor Joe Haley shows off some cool golf products.
Check all that out in Promogram later. Well, it's sad news for restaurant goers this week as a number of chains plus some Starbucks stores are closing down. Andy, tell us more.
Well, you know, Starbucks announced a couple weeks ago that they're closing 600 stores. It was interesting to see the list. There's some that are near me. I'm sure that there are plenty that are near you guys as well. Is that true?
There's one, Neshaminy Mall. That's about it.
That's like right here.
Yeah, that's right here.
It's right down the street, unfortunately. Yeah. Luckily, we've got our own little Starbucks right here at ASI, so We'll still be fueled up.
I hear that one's safe. And also, Bennigan's announced that, well, they went Chapter 11 last week.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of retail stores that are also closing.
Mervyn's, which is a big sports chain, is closing as well.
Yep. Sharper Image announced earlier this year that it was closing its stores. So, you know, the retail sector that distributors really call on a lot is being affected and hit hard right now.
Absolutely. I think we have a caller. Michael Arainer, a distributor out in Tempe, Arizona, is on line one. Good morning, Michaela. How are you?
Michaela?
I'm
great. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. How's the climate for retailers out in your way?
You know, it's kind of been touch and go, if you will, similar to what you were saying before with some of the other retailers. We've definitely seen a downward spiral, unfortunately. We're still kind of going after a little bit more of a, instead of focusing, I think, similar to what I had talked to you about previously, Melinda, we're focusing more on just a full-blown marketing approach opposed to just trying to sell promotional items just individually. And a lot of organizations here in Arizona have depleted their marketing forces, which is actually kind of excelled us in a way, enabling us to get into more of the full-blown marketing concepts in addition to supplying those organizations with, you know, promotional products, if you will. So that's been, even though it's been a negative on one regard, it's actually been a positive for us in kind of taking a different approach to how to sell these items to individual companies.
Sure. So the holistic market approach is working way more for you right now.
Absolutely.
And how, you said retailers, what's the main issue out there? I know that your area has been really hit hard by the sort of the housing bubble burst. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we exploded and it's down, I think 45-50% in the housing market, which obviously has taken a huge turn on our economy, you know, from a retail sector and large organizations that are significantly depleting their sales force and their marketing forces. It's just kind of the trickle effect, if you will. So it's definitely taken its toll. And, of course, the gas prices, you know, that's not helping any.
Of course. Well, it sounds like you've been able to turn it around to something positive. So I like your approach.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good luck, Michaela. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We also have Kevin on line four. Kevin?
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hi, that's Melinda, but this is Kathy. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling
Melinda.
In.
Kathy, you're a fan.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Kevin, tell us how the retail situation is affecting your business.
Well, it really hasn't affected me that much as of yet. Generally, with my clients, usually takes about 3 quarters before it affects me. Generally, the first quarter, my clients usually ignore the economic slump. Second quarter, they realize finally that there is an economic slump, and they amp up their advertising to bring in more traffic. And then the third quarter comes, and they realize what all they spent on advertising and promotional products didn't really bring in the traffic that they like. And then they say, oh, boy, business is bad. And then the fourth quarter, I wind up calling for past due balances. So,
are you planning for a hit
coming up?
Excuse me?
Are you planning for a hit coming up?
You know what? Yes and no. I'm always looking for new clients. So whenever there's an economic slump, I make sure I make an extra effort to go find new clients. And if my old clients are down 40% in their advertising, I try and make up that 40% with new clients.
That's a good plan.
So when, you know, when things turn around, hey, I got more clients and, you know, more income.
There you go.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Here's to a profitable third and fourth quarter. You know, the thing that really bums me up about this, guys, is Bennigan's closing. Yeah, I went to University of Maryland, and that was like the date spot.
Was it really?
Because there weren't many. You know, that's like if someone really likes you, they're going to take you to Bennigan.
Oh, my God.
They have airplane food. Well, I am not bothered by that.
This was in college.
Not even nearly as good as airplane food. I would be upset if Outback Steakhouse went out of business.
I've never gone there.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've never gone there.
The Bloomin' Onion.
I heard it's really good. You know where we went last night? Cheeseburger in Paradise, the Jimmy Buffett franchise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. No, it's good. Steve always orders the son of a sailor salad.
And what's in that?
Oh, my God.
A son of a sailor.
A sailor.
I hate to interrupt, by guys, but we're going to hear from one of our sponsors, Custom HPC. And when we return, we'll find out what's going on at SAC from Shell and why Kathy has a bone to pick with her cat Sneakers.
From lip balm to foot cream and everything in between, Custom HBC has you covered. The leading manufacturer of custom imprinted health and beauty products. Look to Custom HBC to help design a custom promotion that works for you. Call 1-800-442-9881 or visit us at customhbc.com. ASI number 47934.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where your calls are always welcome. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 215-953-4979 and let us know what's on your mind. In the meantime, Michelle Bell is going to give us the lowdown on what's happening on the first day of the SAC show in California. Michelle, you still awake?
Barely.
What's the weather
going on?
The weather, as always, is beautiful here, and I love it. This truly is one of my favorite shows of the year. I love this show. It's always fabulous. I think everyone's just in a really mellow mood because it's California. It's kind of everyone's last big show of the year. And it's just great. I do. I love it here. Actually, the show does not start until tomorrow. It's from Wednesday to Thursday. Today's Education Day. But yesterday I was in an APS meeting, which is a supplier group.
Yeah.
And that was delightful.
What was the big news?
Well, they had a lawyer come in and speak about Prop 65, and that was pretty interesting. He was very detailed, and actually I'm going to do a write-up on that today for Andy for Promogram. But his main point was that, you know, people would just kind of like to stop hearing about it and make it go away, kind of like la, 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 because they've had it. It's not going away. It's hugely popular here in California.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge
people,
deal.
They just, you know, people want to be assured that their products are completely safe, which, of course, puts the onus on suppliers in the industry. But it's not going away.
Definitely not.
So the lawyer suggested that suppliers in our industry drive the costs back to their vendors overseas, and kind of say to, you know, their factories in China, we won't buy from you anymore unless you certify that these products are safe. That, to me, it's a little dubious because
yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, you know, most suppliers are too small. I mean, they're up against Walmart, who buys from overseas. If
right.
they said to a factory overseas, if you don't do all this for us, we're going to stop buying from you, the factories would be like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem practical.
No, well, but what he was saying is that, you know, suppliers need to kind of put the onus for paying for all these charges for testing back down the line.
So how receptive to that message were the suppliers in the room then?
As always, when someone gets up and talks about compliance in great detail or Prop 65, they were unnerved.
Yeah.
Because he was very blunt about it, you know.
You know, I got to say, guys, that we've been having some product safety education sessions at the ASI shows, and I'm always amazed at you know, I always expect a bigger crowd.
Yeah, but the people who show up to that session, Melinda, are distributors, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, they don't want to know. They just want their suppliers to take care of it.
You know what, though? They need to know.
They do.
They do need to know.
But it's easier for them to want to just say, indemnify me and put the onus on the supplier.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. Because they can be held liable as well. They're selling the products,
mm-hmm.
so their name's going to be behind it too.
At some point, everybody's going to have to get educated on this.
Yeah,
I mean, supplier
and distributor.
Hey, Michelle, we've got Missy Kilpatrick from SAC on line 3.
Hello.
Hey, Missy, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. How are you? I'm doing great.
Good. Tell us what's going on at SAC this year. What are people in store for?
Well, I can tell you the sun is definitely shining here in Long Beach, California.
As always. I used to live in L.A.
When
don't make me jealous.
It's shining here, too.
Yeah. And you can definitely feel the excitement building as people are getting ready for the SAC show.
Now, Missy, as president of this year's SAC show, what's new? Anything going on that people can look forward to?
Well, as we have in the past, our networking party at the end of the day tomorrow is one of our highlights. We have it every year, and it's always standing room only. The most important thing, though, is that we have over 700 suppliers, and starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., they are here and ready to help you get the selling season underway.
Awesome. Where's the networking party?
It's in the Hyatt Hotel, in the Grand Ballroom, right across from the convention center.
What
Andrew,
a fabulous party
go.
That is.
You
Such
can't go,
party.
Andy. We need you here in the
Will
audience.
There
no,
be
I
dancing?
Want to go to that.
I'm curious. Will there be dancing?
At the networking party, no. There's no dancing.
Oh, then
however,
Andy doesn't want to be there.
However, two hours later at Midnight Madness,
yeah.
Across the street at the Mai Tai Bar, that's where the dance
now
is.
Now we're talking.
Mai Tai Bar.
Yeah.
You know, we could totally
so
get there
I could there probably
in
get
time
there in time.
Okay,
could.
Let me just tell you guys, Midnight Madness, epic, and it's always a mess. I love it.
It's always a hot mess in a good way.
In a great way. In a fabulous way. I usually like stumble out of there. God only knows what time.
Well, I trust that you'll be photographing it well for your blog, Michelle.
Hey, Missy, let me ask you a question. Are you guys still giving out the free gas cards to for the attendees?
We absolutely are.
That's awesome.
We give them out. Thanks for that, Michelle.
That's a big applause.
Yes, the second day. You come the first day, and you go to the Thumbs Up booth, and you get a ticket, bring it back the next day at the Thumbs Up booth, and you get a $50 gas card, free.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks, Missy. Have a great show. I'm sure we'll hear all about it in Michelle's blog.
Have fun at Midnight Madness.
Yeah.
That's right. See you then, Michelle.
Take care.
You too, Missy.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Now, Michelle, I know you had some trouble getting out to SAC this year with the airlines canceling so many flights, and we're also hearing about all kinds of crazy charges that airlines are hitting passengers with. And Michelle, I heard for the first time US Air actually charged you for your soda flying out yesterday.
It was the
right?
craziest thing I've ever
How much do they charge?
Well, first of all, my flight was canceled one day. I had to come back the next day. They lost my luggage, and I've never in my life seen on a coast-to-coast flight. The flight attendant came down with the cart, and for water and soda, it was $2.
Yeah. For
That's
water?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they
and
just
they only
announced
came around
that last
once.
Week.
They only came around once with the cart on, like,
oh
a five-hour flight.
Wow.
It was like being in the gulag.
All right, well, if you guys think that's bad enough, we hear that at least one airline in the world is considering charging passengers by the pound.
Hmm.
And seriously, this airline called AirAsia, it's a new budget airline based in Malaysia, is considering weighing passengers and charging them by the pound. So what do you guys think about that?
You know, I know that they announced this and that they're thinking about doing it, but what I want to know is what the cutoff would be. You know, if you're over a certain weight, then it costs you.
I think it's by the pound.
Well, you can't. So when you buy a ticket, it's $300 if you're 150 pounds, and it's $400 if you're 200.
What if you change weights between when you buy? Bulk up.
Good point.
Well.
I think that they would have to be doing it with a cutoff.
So,
it would be
question,
a normal
though.
Price for people under X weight.
So would you go on a diet if you knew you were going to be charged by the pound?
No.
Who the hell wants to go to Malaysia, first of all?
I think that's a better question, actually.
Well, we've got a lot of suppliers traveling abroad. This is something
well,
to think of.
It does give you kind of incentive.
Actually, and AirAsia flies other places throughout Asia, I believe. So, if you're going to the Asia shows in the fall, if you go on a big diet right now, you could save yourself big bucks if you flew with this airline.
Maybe. I'm just picturing the scene at the security counter. Like, you would have to, get your bag checked and also weighed at the same time. There'd be a line of people behind you.
There's
exactly
not like a wave of anorexia or something from this.
So you wouldn't lose 10 pounds if it would save you 50 bucks.
No, and I'm annoyed by the whole thing. I'm going to eat more if I go to the Asia shows, just to spite them.
Michelle has a bag just for her shoes. She's not worrying about.
She's not worried about
the extra 10 pounds. No.
All right. Well, of course, we want to hear what listeners think about this. So please call us at 215-953-4979 and tell us, should airlines charge by the pound? Now, we've been talking a lot on this show about the Obama-McCain race, but we got a new twist today. Things are really heating up, and now it appears that even pets are taking a stand on this election. Kath, tell us more. there was Ruckus.
That's right, Melinda.
Calling in from home, apparently.
You can go on petsvote.com, and you can cast a vote for one of the candidates from Ruckus, your little dog. And you can also...
But shouldn't he have to cast the vote?
Well, Melinda's his proxy. Get it? Anyway, you could do that.
That's
unfortunate. And you can also get a really cool T-shirt. I don't know if he's a Bark Obama fan or a McCainine fan, but you could pick one
wow.
of those.
Who came up with those names?
Well, petsvote.com.
Ruckus is angry.
So which one do you think Ruckus would pick?
Oh, please.
Well, Ruckus would definitely be the Bark Obama.
Yeah.
But, I'm sure, McCainine.
Yeah, he might have some friends that are McCainine
oh,
fans.
Oh, absolutely, across
yeah.
the street.
I think, I think your cat is a McCainine fan.
My
right,
cat is on the verge of getting murdered.
Uh-oh.
Why? What happened?
Well, you said that I spent $400 needlessly a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Well, my son came down and told me that there was an animal in his closet. And I said, how do you know? And he said, because the
that
hatch...
That was a euphemism for something else.
Because he said the hatch to the attic was open.
Right.
And that he heard scratching on his door. So right away, I thought it was a rabid raccoon or evil bat or something.
Evil bat, not just a bat.
An evil bat, a devil bat. So I said to Steve, we have to call animal control, which we did. We called animal control an hour
later.
This was on the weekend, right?
Give it
Listen to me.
Help it out.
I was shaking Sneaker's treats in case it was him, but anytime Sneaker's gets stuck somewhere, he cries like crazy to get out.
So there was no meowing.
There was nary a peep.
There is now, though.
No, there was nary a peep.
Yes.
So an hour later, Jermaine from animal control comes.
I'm sorry, what was his name? Jermaine from Animal Control.
Cute, by the way. That was a bonus. But anyway, he goes upstairs in Matt's room, closes the door. He has a trap and gloves and a hook.
Where were you when this was happening?
I was on the stairs all
hovering.
Nervous.
You were on the
roof? I was nervous. And Steve wasn't home. He left for a concert, yet another concert. So I was there, and Jermaine says, I'm coming out. And I'm like, what is it? And he doesn't answer me, so I'm really nervous. He comes out, laughing his butt off, and Sneakers prances in front of him. It was Sneakers the
whole
time.
You paid $400 for him to open the door and let your cat out.
Can you believe that?
Okay, now there's a few questions.
What do you think would have happened had you just ignored the situation? Would Sneakers have come out?
He would have meowed eventually, I guess. But this was like 3 hours.
All right, here's my big question. Why, for $400 to save $400, why wouldn't you open the door a crack with a flashlight?
Well, I told Steve I was gonna.
You don't think you could hold back a raccoon?
I was worried.
Now, keep in mind,
it was
Kathy's husband is like 6'1", over 200 pounds. Like, he's a
Steve, are you
guy.
Listening? Belinda thinks you're a chub.
So then,
no, 200.
So then you might want to be careful with him on flight.
But
because he might go over
you
the
and,
limit.
That's right. You know? You and Steve together couldn't hold back a raccoon, is what you're saying.
Well, what if it was rabid?
And your son. Oh, yeah.
They're crazy.
Your high school son
They're
is there
crazy.
As well.
In the suburbs, we get crazy rabid animals.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the house?
In the house.
Come Michelle, on. What
we
would you
have? We had a skunk in our house.
WWMD, what would Michelle do?
Michelle wouldn't have been home. I would have been at a bar somewhere. I wouldn't have heard anything in the attic.
All right, well, I guess you can still get your T-shirts for your
dogs.
You know what's interesting,
And I guess you can't afford one now for Sneakers.
No.
The campaigns are getting amazingly creative with their use of promotional products.
Oh, absolutely.
The McCain campaign yesterday, they gave out tire gauges because Obama had flip-flopped a little bit on the whole gas prices thing and said that he would, he thinks that people should inflate their tires more so that they can save
snippet.
On gas prices. And then the McCain campaign handed out tire gauges to the press.
That was
press
said, oh, that's Obama's
energy
whole
plan.
Energy plan.
So,
that was pretty
so
funny.
They are getting pretty creative with how they're using these things.
Yeah, not just buttons and stickers anymore, I guess.
No.
I would like to know who the suppliers are who are handling the Obama merchandise, because I tried to order something a month ago, like a T-shirt and a mug, and they're like sold out with like a month waiting list.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, that's awesome, but I mean, they need to step up their production.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, but you want your T-shirt.
She does.
I do want my T-shirt.
Go on Cafe Press.
All right, guys, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about the celeb sighting that occurred right in our editorial office this week.
Oh, here we go.
Kathy, what American Idol fave stopped by?
Well, you know Justin Guarini from season one?
Of
course you do.
With the long, the curly.
With the curly hair.
Yeah, the curly hair.
The mop top.
He lost out to Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So what the heck was he doing? What the heck was he doing here? Yes, some think he's cute.
Well, he was here. He was doing a promotion with Bam Bamps for Comcast, so he came.
Yeah, I understand he's, I guess, the official spokesman for one of Bam Bam's products, which is some kind of banner that
the
you can.
Rolabanus.
Exactly.
Rolabanus.
Yeah, so he was
here. But anyway, all the girls were going crazy.
Not all of them.
All the girls were going crazy. Michelle pretended she wasn't, but she really was inside.
Well, even our VP of HR, who's usually fairly soft-spoken, came running in.
Yeah. Like, Nicole told me people were running down the hall after him.
I'm scared. I'm glad I wasn't here that day.
You know, Andy, you poo-poo all these American Idols, but I know for a fact that you... The last two seasons have been riveted.
One. I watched one.
Yes.
I watched one season.
We have
the Chris
about
Daughtry
50 million
season.
Emails from Andy going back and forth about which was his favorite. Mm-hmm. And who was it? Chris Daughtry?
Well, yeah. He's cool.
Who's your favorite?
He looks like you, Andy.
There you go. We have something in common. It's
who's
the
your
bald
favorite,
head.
Melinda?
Well, I have to say now I'm a huge David Cook fan.
Yeah.
Oh,
I might even join
that song
the whole...
he's got on the radio is awful. Yeah,
well, that's the song. American Idol makes
garbage.
The song.
It's garbage.
When he comes out with his own album, he'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's some whole fan club, Cougars for Cook.
Oh, I saw that sign in
Are
the
you guys
audience.
On that fan
Yeah, club? We're on it.
Yeah?
We're in it.
Mm, okay.
Don't you people watch
on it
real TV,
it.
Like Mad Men or Rescue Me?
No,
I mean, what?
No,
it's like
really
cotton
don't.
Candy
oh,
TV you're watching.
You're like a lost
Michelle,
freak.
Yes, we do. We watch The Hills on MTV.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Reality.
Well, in other news, grocery stores in some cities, including Seattle,
grocery
I think.
Stars?
Grocery stores,
oh,
excuse me.
I see.
I'm still thinking stars, American Idol.
Obviously.
Oh, and by the way, I am going to the concert next week.
Yeah, when
so
is that?
I'll get David Cook's autograph for you, Cougars.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, in other news, grocery stores in some cities, including Seattle, are actually going to start charging soon for paper or plastic bags. Andy, is this really true?
Yeah, you know, Seattle just announced that starting on January 1st, they're going to charge their city residents 20 cents
Why are you laughing?
Plastic bag. I just think it's funny that you're
going
to go to a store and pay a dollar if you have five bags worth of groceries.
Mike, what if you don't have? What if you don't pay? You have to
carry them out?
That they'll just add them on. I think they'll add the price on is what it sounds like. They'll add the price on to your bill.
Right.
So if you pay $45 for your groceries, then it's going to be $46 if you have
five
bags.
I guess you could put all the groceries just in the cart without bags and just throw them in your cart.
That's
like
what you
BJ's,
do at Costco.
At BJ's, yeah.
Oh, really?
But you know what? Yeah. I think the point is actually a good thing for suppliers and distributors in the industry is that they're going to be selling more of those totes to the grocery store.
Absolutely.
But my suggestion is they better make huge ones because I don't want to be carrying 20 million little tote bags.
You know what, though? I actually have two of them in my car, and we bring them into grocery stores with us. And
Yeah,
no, I know it's pretty sad, but it's true.
No, but
you already bring your own totes?
We do.
BYOT.
But do you get your whole food order packed in two little totes?
No, I also leave with some plastic bags. But
there you go, Andy.
But you know what? The stores in my area actually, instead of charging for the plastic bags, they give you money back for every bag
that
you bring
in. That's a good incentive.
So you get like 10 cents back for every bag you bring in.
So you do
I get 20 cents for every single time I go to the supermarket.
So
rock on.
Yeah, you bet, baby.
So you want the money or you're eco-conscious?
Yeah, he wants the money.
My wife likes to think that we're eco-conscious.
Yeah, but
we know Andy.
Well, I would need like 15 bags.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I go for the week and
I have two teenage boys that eat like animals. I need like huge
bags.
Plus,
you've got that starving cat in the closet you have to
answer. <right. laughs>
I'm not going to stop talking about that.
I know. Thank you. Thanks
the
for
sneakers
bringing
is the
up
star
my
of
idiotic
this show.
Episode. I know.
Why are you people going to the supermarket? Am I the only one who orders in? I never go to a supermarket.
Because we have to. We have families.
Here's the thing.
Growing families.
You have no kids.
That's
Thank
right.
God. No, I'm not a breeder. No.
Nope.
Well, we're all
Thank
breeders.
Goodness.
We're
for
all
that.
We are all happy for that fact.
Well, we're out of time today, guys. Thanks so much to everyone for listening. And thanks to our fabulous sponsors, Custom HBC and Geiger, for making today's show possible. Tune in next week when you'll find out why school bells are translating into big bucks for some crafty distributors.
Wow.
That and more next week on ASI's Tuesday Morning Show.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.